Carrie, if you would, first of all, just tell me about yourself and your farm, and then we'll talk about the association and the show.
Okay. My farm is called Southern Hummers Alpacas. We're located in Northeast Alabama. We've been in the alpaca business probably 6-7 years now. We have a herd of 17 currently. Mm-hmm. We love to raise and breed them. You know, I kind of got in it for the fiber end of it. Mm-hmm. My husband got in it for more of the investment tax break issue, which, you know, both is a plus and a positive, and mm-hmm. that's part of it. But we really enjoy raising the alpacas.
Now, the Southeastern Alpaca Association, describe that, your territory, and what do you do for your members?
Okay, the Southeastern Alpaca Association covers the 7 states of the Southeast, and basically we are a hub for all the little bitty farms throughout the states, and we have a annual show in March in Shelbyville, Tennessee, and then we do the Sunbelt Expo here in Moultrie, Georgia once a year. We have a website where each farm member has their own farm page that is linked, you know, from our site. We have different pictures posted, different events posted. We'll do several seminars throughout the year, a lot with the veterinary colleges within the states of our association. And it's just a real good networking tool for all the, especially the small farmers first getting into it, that need to learn how to do and that kind of thing. They can find a mentor within the Southeastern Association.
So what are the main reasons that people would own or grow or breed alpacas?
Mainly right now, we are trying to get enough fiber off of the alpaca for a commercial milling process. We don't have the numbers in North America right now to make the commercial mills change out their equipment in order to run alpaca, because it's going to take a little different equipment than it would the wool. And they could probably do the North American herd maybe in a day, 2 days tops, and they're not willing to do that yet. So we're trying to get the breeding stock up and our numbers up in North America. So right now your money is in the breeding stock, and the fiber end of it is more of a hobby, cottage industry, I should say. But hopefully, you know, it will get there eventually. It's still in its infancy. We are seeing a little bit of lower sales with the economy, but so is everybody. You know, all the livestock industries are down. We do think it's going to come back. And we've got a pretty good stronghold, and we've been around for many, many, many years. So,
so what will people find when they come out to Sunbelt Ag Expo to the alpaca area?
Okay, when they come to the alpaca barn, they're going to see alpacas in 15 different stalls, represented from the Southeastern different states. We have a store that all the farm members can put in their items, and the SEAA takes 10% off of their profits for that. And it just, anything from hats, scarves, socks, yarn, little alpacas, you name it, we got it. If it's made out of wool, possibly, it's here.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to me here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.